Good morning. I'm Jeremy Werner, and welcome back to your morning conversation. Joining us this morning is author and Northwest Missouri State University senior instructor, Jason Offit. Jason, thanks for joining us this morning. And for those who don't know, you've written several books over the years, mainly paranormal and comedy. But your newest book, So You Had to Build a Time Machine, seems to be a blend of those two. Go ahead and talk a little bit about this new book, So You Had to Build a Time Machine.
Well, basically, it is a person, young woman, she's in her 30s, who grew up in a circus. She left the circus and started as she was living in Kansas City and inadvertently stumbled upon a problem with the space-time continuum when weird things started happening in front of her, like a guy in a bar who was hitting on her disappearing into thin air. And she and a few people set out to put things right, hopping back and forth through various times and dimensional rifts.
All right, so when you covered spooky things in the past, you did cover a few nonfiction time travelers in a few of your books. How much of that was an influence on your fictional time traveling book?
Oh, I don't know if any of it really was a big influence. I've always been big into time travel. I've, you know, as a kid growing up watching Star Trek, the time travel episodes were my favorite. The first books I read was H.G. Wells' The Time Machine. So I've always been fascinated by time travel. The nonfiction that I've written about it has been an offshoot of that. So I think the book is basically spurred from my childhood love of the mystery of time travel.
So just like authors before you who have done time travel, did you do your due diligence and monitor your own story for any potential time travel plot holes?
Absolutely, I have. It was kind of rough because I wasn't just having these characters jump through time. I was having them jump through dimensions and sometimes jump through dimensions and times and running into themselves from different dimensions. And I had to keep all that straight. As for how everything worked out. One of my beta readers is a physics professor here at Northwest, and he gave me the thumbs up, so I think I did okay.
So I know in the past you've mentioned to me that you really like Terminator. So no Terminator-esque plot holes in this one?
No causality loops. No.
You know, it seems like, at least over the past several years, you've been transitioning from a lot of nonfiction to fiction when it comes to your writing. Do you see yourself mainly doing fiction in the future?
Yes. When I was 10 years old, I told my folks I wanted to write novels when I grew up, and they thought that was hilarious. And then that's always been what I've wanted to do since that time. I got started on nonfiction because I was a print journalist for 17 years, and that's what I wrote was nonfiction. So that, I mean, it was easy to transition from newspaper journalism to writing nonfiction books. But you know, my passion has always been fiction. So that's what I'm going to focus on. I am not going to. I'm not going to say I won't write nonfiction again. I'm sure I will, but right now the aim's fiction.
So for readers out there who have been reading your books over the years, is the newest book, So You Had to Build a Time Machine, a lot like the Bad Day Zombie series that you've written, where readers can maybe expect a series of adventures with these new characters that you've created?
I have no idea. Let's find out together. It's possible. There's a possibility, because when you start opening the gates of time and dimensional travel, I mean, anything is possible. And with all of the reviews that I've gotten pre-publication, one of the things that is pretty common on the comments is that they love my characters. So you know, there might be a sequel or two coming out.
So is it humorous as well in line with your other fiction books?
Yes, I can't stop myself. I've always wanted to write, you know, a pure horror, scare somebody's pants off book, but I don't think I can do that because I can't keep my sense of humor in check. And this book, I weave in and out so many nerdy references that, you know, are done for humorous humorous effect. That it's a pretty funny book.
We're speaking with author and Northwest Missouri State University senior instructor Jason Offutt this morning. Jason, I'm curious, who are your influences when it comes to humor? Because I remember in several classes with you, you use Dave Barry of the Miami Herald when illustrating to students what a good column looks like in terms of writing. And I also, from reading your other fiction books, get a Christopher Moore vibe. Moore is a fictional writer that combines the macabre and comedy. And maybe I just listed off two influences, or maybe there's some other influences out there that actually did influence you on this new book.
Well, oh, wow. That's that's a good question about it. Yeah, Dave Barry, I'm not going to call him an influence. I had I'd started writing my column in 1991. I write a humor column weekly and have since then. I've never crunched the numbers to see how many columns I've written, but I had people keep telling me that I reminded them of Dave Barry, so I intentionally never read Dave Barry because I didn't want him. I mean, for years I didn't read him because I didn't want his writing to influence mine at all, but you know, eventually I did start reading him, and he's funny. But as in influences, I'm not sure. I remember picking up Douglas Adams' The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when I was in freshman in college or senior in high school, something like that. That was an influence on me, I think, because he could write something smart and funny at the same time. Which I really liked. Other comedy influences that weren't writing were, and I grew up with Monty Python's Flying Circus. that was a big influence on me.
Jason, you mentioned earlier that time travel has always been of interest to you, and I'm kind of wondering, are there any other ideas or stories that have been rattling around your head for years that maybe you just haven't gotten to write yet, or something that you have been writing but you're constantly tweaking and crafting it?
Yes, I've a book I've started on. I've actually made the mistake of starting on two. I've got to pick one because I've written two books at one time before, and it was a huge headache. One is a future plan to terraform Mars and problems that they run into. And the main character he's just looking for coconuts because he wants a beach day, and it's gonna be a humor book too. So I think probably that's the one I'm leaning towards starting or finishing, hopefully.
So one of the things I'm curious about this morning, you've done a book series on the apocalypse, the Bad Day Zombie series, which we mentioned earlier. I'm curious, how do you foresee creative-minded people or writers tackling the current pandemic? I mean, especially once COVID-19 runs its course or wraps up due to the creation of a vaccine.
Well, just like about anything, they've got to give it some time. Although, a number of my columns that I've written in the past few months have been about the pandemic. One I just wrote yesterday had to do with an effect of the pandemic, which was the fact that we couldn't go out and eat in restaurants and how stir crazy my kids were getting. So people are touching on it now, but now to do anything more in depth, humor-wise, on the current pandemic, it's way too soon.
I guess my follow-up question to that would be, Do you foresee a resurgence in the zombie genre then? Because that's a genre that's always served as a parallel to mankind's fear of disease.
Yeah, I see, and that's an excellent point. I just hope not, because I'm tired of zombies. And this is coming from a guy who's written a couple of zombie books.
So what monster do you think is deserving of the spotlight next?
That's a great question, and I have really tried to answer that myself, because things kind of come and go in waves. Vampires are popular for a while, and then they're not, and then they become popular again. The same with werewolves and things of that nature. I'd like to see some new type of monster get some kind of love. I don't know. Lake monsters, let's do that.
All right, so final thing this morning, Jason, where can people find your work as well as your newest book?
Everything, the book that's coming out July 21st, so you had to build a time machine, is on Amazon. It's all Amazon, which has all of my other books. I've got 15 other books, mostly nonfiction, out there. Or my website, which is jasonoffit.com.
All right, sounds great. Thank you for joining me this morning, Jason. That was Northwest Missouri State University senior instructor and author Jason Offit. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation.